And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, August 31st, 2013. It was on this day in 1837 that Ralph Waldo Emerson delivered a speech entitled The American Scholar to the Phi Beta Kappa Society at Harvard. Emerson wasn't especially well known at the time. He was actually filling in for an orator who had backed out of the speaking engagement at the last minute. The speech was the first time he explained his transcendentalist philosophy in front of a large audience. He said that scholars had become too obsessed with the ideas of the past, that they were bookworms rather than thinkers. He told the audience to break away from the past, to pay attention to the present, and to create their own new, unique ideas. He said, "Life is our dictionary. This time, like all times, is a very good one if we but know what to do with it. Give me insight into today, and you may have the antique and future worlds." The speech was published the same year. It made Emerson famous, and it brought the ideas of transcendentalism to young men like Henry David Thoreau. Oliver Wendell Holmes called Emerson's essay "Our Intellectual Declaration of Independence." It's the birthday of William Shawn, born in Chicago in 1907, who worked at The New Yorker for 54 years and was the editor for 35. He was small, with big ears, and he spoke in a high, mild voice, always considerate. He was extremely shy, and he never discussed his personal life. And even his co-workers knew almost nothing about him outside of the office. They always called him Mr. Shawn. But his writers loved him, and he published many of the preeminent writers of his day, including E.B. White, Elizabeth Bishop, John Updike, and J.D. Salinger. It's the birthday of Maria Montessori, born in Chiaravalle, Italy, in 1870. She was a bright student. She studied engineering when she was only 13 years old. And after a few years, she decided to pursue medicine. She became the first woman in Italy to earn a medical degree. As a doctor, she worked with children with special needs, and through her work with them, she became increasingly interested in education. She believed that children were not blank slates, but that they each had inherent individual gifts, and it was the teacher's job to help children find these gifts rather than dictating what the child should know. She emphasized independence, self-directed learning, and learning from peers. She wrote many books, including The Montessori Method, and is regarded as a major innovator in the development of educational theory and practice. And here's a poem by Michael Donaghy entitled Machines. Dearest, note how these two are alike, this harpsichord pavon by Purcell and the racer's 12-speed bike. The machinery of grace is always simple, this chrome trapezoid, one wheel connected to another of concentric gears, which Ptolemy dreamt of and Schwinn perfected, is gone. The cyclist, not the cycle, steers, and in the playing, Purcell's chords are played away. So this talk, or touch if I were there, should work its effortless gadgetry of love, like Dante's heaven, and melt into the air. If it doesn't, of course, I've fallen. So much is chance, so much agility, desire, and feverish care, as bicyclists and harpsichordists prove, who only by moving can balance, only by balancing move. Machines, a poem by Michael Donaghy from his collection Dances Learned Last Night, published by Macmillan, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you'll join us here next time.